And then finally the door opened, and Zacchaeus stood, and he said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And I can't believe what I hear. Say, you mean to tell me that's Zacchaeus that said that? And somebody says, yes, he said that. Well, I said, he's been robbing the poor. Now he's going to give half of his goods to the poor? Can't believe it. It's right about face for him. And he says, if I've taken anything by false accusation, and friends, you can just write it down, he had to do a lot of restoring. And he's going to restore him fourfold. That's according to the Mosaic law, by the way. We saw that back in Exodus, the 22nd chapter. And he's going to restore him. And I just can't believe what I've heard, and something's happened on the inside. I don't know what happened on the inside. It doesn't tell us here. The door's closed, and something happened in there, and door opens, and there's Zacchaeus, a new man. What did our Lord talk about? Well, we have every other incident where he dealt with an individual, and we have the conversation, but not here. I wonder why. Well, I think for a purpose. The Spirit of God didn't give us this. First of all, let me say that our Lord, every time he talked to anyone, he always talked about two things: man's need, and second, God's ability to meet that need. Well, he didn't have to tell Zacchaeus he was a sinner. Zacchaeus knew it. Everybody said he was. You see, all the neighbors did, and he admitted it. He was a sinner. And the second thing, he told him about God's ability. What was it that he told him about? I think that I know. He told him that I'm going to Jerusalem to die on the cross, that there might be a mercy seat for you to come to, Zacchaeus. You say to me, how do you know that? Well, notice what Jesus said unto him. This day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. As a son of Abraham, when he became a publican, he was shut out from that mercy seat in the temple, but that mercy seat was pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ and pointing to the blood that he shed for us on the cross. And he's telling Zacchaeus, I'm going up to die for you, to make a mercy seat for you to come to. I say to you, friends, this is a very wonderful verse. It's a very wonderful passage of Scripture that we have here, do we not? Now, those are the two things that they talked about, and this man Zacchaeus made a decision for Christ. And I draw from this lesson, and let me read now the 10th verse, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. First of all, let me say that this man Zacchaeus came to the door, and he didn't say, Jesus saves and keeps and satisfies. Now, that's a good testimony if it's the truth when you give it. He didn't come to the door and say that I'm going to do better. He didn't come to the door and say that he's going to join the church. He didn't say he's going to go through a ceremony. He came to the door and he said, I'm changed. I'm a new man. I'm going to do differently than I've ever done before. I'm turning to the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I draw from that another lesson, and that lesson is that Jesus is still entering and passing through your town, wherever it is. And when he passes through your town, he's saying today to this one and that one, come down, I want to have dinner with you. I want to talk to you about your soul, talk to you about your salvation. And what about it, friends? Has he entered and passed through your home, through your heart? Well, he wants to. He wants to, and he will. But he comes in as a Savior to save a sinner, just like he did went into the home of Zacchaeus. He went in. And by the way, I think this is given to us this way to illustrate what James says. James says, you show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. And Zacchaeus is showing us his faith by his works. He didn't have to say these things. He demonstrated them. And the world today is looking for something. It's not listening for something. It's looking for something. And this man Zacchaeus had it. Jesus had been to his house, and you can always tell the house Jesus has been to. It'll be different. You can tell the heart Jesus has entered. It'll be different. These are the things that are all important here. Now, I've spent a great deal of time with this because I consider this a very important incident, as you can see.